Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 76 of Geek Girls, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversation and then offer it to the masses. The Geek Girls podcast is supported solely by our patrons, and you can reach us at patreon.com/grills. I am the Jen, and I am here with my co-host, Linda.
Hi.
Hello. And also September, also known as 9 of 12.
Howdy.
You can hear her. She's there. Today we actually have a special guest. We have Miss Jackie Hearn, who is a puppeteer, a podcaster, archivist, booker for Cord Killers, and, well, I am not going to call her what she put in the notes, but she is of Diamond Club fame. I love and adore her, and I'm very, very excited to have her.
Hey, I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. And yes, I am an all-around knucklehead.
Okay. Fine. Oh my gosh. Well, we have I'm super excited to have Jackie here, so let's get all caught up this week. What have you grills been up to? Linda, kick us off.
We just recorded our 16th episode of Glitter Dice, which is the Women in Gaming podcast that I do. That'll be coming out the first week of February, should be, so next week. I watched a fun little mini-series on Netflix called Myths and Monsters, which it did a lot of, they took, like, a lot of animation where somebody was going through. They started out with one myth, and then it kind of had a theme, and then they pulled in other myths to show the theme of each episode. It was only about 5 episodes long, so I shotgunned all of it. And it's narrated by this delightful British man, so I had a lot of fun with that. I have started my kind of healthy eating, healthy diet kind of thing going on because I want to lose that 10 pounds like we had in our resolutions episode. So I have cut out all sodas from my diet. Lord help me.
It's funny because I might do it right there, though. You never know.
Yeah. Kind of like on that, I just went to like Aldi to do a little bit of like shopping. And instead of just, you know, being able to grab my Diet Coke and be done, I actually had to go through the drink section. I was like, well, I've got some flavored waters and there's some tea that I can get and some different kinds of juices. So I'm doing all sorts of different things with that. And then because I am now in full throttle towards MomoCon, I'm going to start doing a plushie update every week. So this week, from my stream that I do, I got my Ivysaur done.
Oh my gosh. It came fantastic. Out so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Holy moly.
I'm so happy about this little like rosebud
that thing. Came that out so good. And wow. Then not like I'm surprised, like everything you do is amazing, but that is really awesome.
And then I also made a Baymax.
Oh, Baymax! He's so big.
Oh, wow.
Kitty. So I've already started on my plushie for next week. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'll give you a little hint, which is I have these little hearts that I'm making. And that's your hint.
So whatever it is has a heart on.
at least one heart. You don't know how many hearts.
I have a feeling this could be some kind of a pony or Care Bear related item. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what has hearts. I have to mention that I totally binged Myth and Monsters like a couple weeks ago and totally forgot about it. I really enjoyed it, but totally forgot to mention it. It's really cool. Definitely worth a watch. It's like very bingeable. Awesome. Jackie, what have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day and the clerk says, How are you doing today? You know, and I was like, good. How are you? You know, like, because you know,
like, give that the answer.
Right. The appropriate thing to say in society and social networks is to say great. But yeah, it's been like lately in the last week or two, it's been kind of rough for me because I've got this 19-year-old cat and, you know, everyone has heard it if they've heard that. So I've been very much consumed about everything that this cat wants and needs. But in the meantime, I love escapism. And one of the things that I do is, comedy is my big escape from that kind of rut. But also, like, I've been doing claymation and trying to get together this short video that I've been trying to get together now. I have a story in my mind I've been working on now for like over 2 years, and I'm getting very damn close. But yeah, that, and then, you know, just binge watching stuff. And I recently caught, we don't have to go into it because we'll get into the whole #MeToo thing, but I recently caught I Love You, Daddy, which was the Louis C.K. film that was about to come out before, you know, things went.
Yeah, so you could still access it? You can still catch it? Because I really wanted to see it, and I'm really upset that we're not getting it. But I was kind of told that, like, you couldn't really access it, but there are ways.
There are ways.
All right, we'll talk.
Yeah. No, there are ways, you know, and I think that's all that needs to be said. But and that was so weird, and this is just such a weird time, you know. That's what's been consuming me lately, my weeks and days, is getting over the fact that we're in a weird place.
Inner Kitty, is his name Pocky? What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, Pocky. Named after a Superchunk album. No, yeah. Pocky for Kitty. Yeah.
Aww. Poor boy. He's old. He's 19. That's a long, long life for a kitty cat. Oh my goodness.
He's had a great one.
Well, we are happy to have you, and I'm glad that you're done with your internet hiatus.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on, because I feel like I kind of like nudged my way in here. I was like, yeah, hey, get on my show. And then you know, I want to be on your show.
That's so right. We'll have to get the other girls on some What's Cooking episodes. I would love to see Linda talk about some of her crafting, and Ember talk about all the wonderful things that she has going on. Of course, she's like an amazing cook, by the way. And I can verify, because she's actually sent me food. This is the only food that I think can be transported safely by mail. But I have, in fact, gotten food just cooked by Ember. Ember, what have you been up to?
And nerd food.
It was nerd food. That's true.
What?
It was jerky from the World of Warcraft cookbook.
No way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, okay. Actually, I have a cute story. One of the things I have been up to today was I have all kinds of crazy bad things going on. So I've been really stressed out. My husband was trying to make dinner. Yeah. That didn't go well. I hear him yelling about peanut butter sandwiches, and the door slam.
Oh, and, all right.
He was trying to make breaded chicken breasts, which I do all the time. And he got the marinade down, and he breaded them, and then he apparently decided to put some Parmesan cheese in the breading, because he knows I do that. But that's like another skill level, right? And he had I was like, just put some oil in the pan, fry him up, you can handle this. I'm going to take a nap before recording, because I don't feel good. And then I get this text message. Where's the money? I'm getting pizza. It's burning and sticking, and it's raw inside, and I just, like, wow, okay. So I just downstairs, and I handled it, and then I text him. I'm like, it's all good, man. I took it. For sustenance. He's like, I thought, I'm like, it's okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you couldn't handle it. Like, I'm ended up in the kitchen. I'm like, it's okay. Like, maybe you appreciate my skill set. He's like, I said, if I knew you were going to put cheese in the breading, which I should have guessed you would try, I would have told you to low skill level, new to breading and cooking, recommended he use nonstick.
And breading is hard just by itself. Our son, like, uncomplicated. Like,
clean the, you know, one of my stainless steel Wolfgang Puck pans. He had asked Victor specifically, like, I want the big pan. And it didn't occur to me that, like, I mean, there's an instinct and there's a skill. He's like, I didn't realize I needed a higher crafting level to use that tool, or higher skill level to use that tool for this kind of crafting.
You didn't unlock the prerequisite tree to get to that point.
I was
yet.
Like, yeah, well, I've been grinding, you know, cooking for a really long time. He's like, I know. I said, well, hopefully I get some prestige out of this for, you know, having your back, even though I was late to the game. He's like, you're already at exalted.
If our marriage was a rep grind.
And I, like, was suggesting that we have kitchen ghosts because of a previous incident with the oven. I said, well, you were drawing an oven aggro from because you killed one of its ancestors with a butter knife. And I can't believe you ended on peanut butter because, like, some years ago, two ovens ago, we had this incident where he was trying to make peanut butter sandwiches. And we were using natural peanut butter. And, you know, sometimes in the bottom, it's hard to get out. And he couldn't get the peanut butter out. And he got really frustrated. And he threw the butter knife. And it deflected, bounced off the floor, hit the oven door, and shattered it.
Oh, my God.
I recently broke my oven door.
I didn't even know oven doors could break. I don't think I've ever done anything where an oven door has gotten broken, ever.
Yeah, yeah, you totally, like, replay the whole last 10 seconds in your head. You're like, did this happen? This happened. My oven door is now on the floor. How did this
Oh my God.
Yeah, so our appliances have, like, ghost speaking, and we've discussed our relative proficiency in the skill level and the correct tools for low-level crafting.
Oh my goodness.
Because that's how nerdy domesticity happens in my house.
Delightful.
We have been watching, and man, I wish I just started sooner. And we're not binging like crazy because I'm gonna enjoy this for a little while. But on Amazon is Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams.
Yes.
Holy There's cow. So much good Philip K. Dick content right now. Like, it's insane. I think I've mentioned this like a million times. I everywhere I am, I Philip K. Dick is one of my favorite authors, and it's so sad. He died at like 53. Like, it's incredible what he did in his time. Oh, I've heard good things. It's on my list.
It's quite good. And that's something I was probably podcasting and Rob was watching. He found it and he said, I got about 5 minutes in and was like, no, September's really going to like this. I'll just wait. So that's our nightly TV for a little while. What else? I wanted to mention Arby's awesome nerdy Facebook post because I'm being wildly entertained. Like, they had the die rolling one that turned into a D&D story, and then they went doing Dragon Ball, but that's like a promotional co-op thing. But the other day they posted this napkin with all this Arby's sauce, and it turned out to be the Monster Hunter Guild logo. I'm like, holy shit, they are killing this.
Monster Hunter World came out on Friday. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, nerd promotions.
Exactly.
The one last thing I want to make sure that we mention today is a prominent and well-loved member of our community known as Time Jumper. He was a very generous donation to our New Year's stream. He has just suffered a very tragic loss of his very young nephew.
Jackie, I thought you'd seen it on Twitter. I'm sorry, hon.
Yeah, I thought you would have saw it on Twitter. But if you'll go to our Twitter, folks, we have... I posted a link today to a GoFundMe to help that family out, and you can see the whole story there of this brave, buoyant 7-year-old boy who's suffered a lot. So we love
Time Jumper. Yeah, Jackie's known Time Jumper for a long time, so I know that... Yeah, it's a tough time, but there's nothing that I can say to make it better, but hugs and love to Time Jumper for sure.
Yeah,
TJ's
love you. Here for you.
Yeah, exactly. In whatever way we can be. Hard to go through things like that. But yeah, please check out the link.
I was excited to see the community really jump on it though. When I went to the GoFundMe today, they had almost reached goal.
Yay. So check out the links. And I'm sure we'll include it in the show notes too.
Yeah.
So we can make sure. Or in the episode notes. Well, on that delightful note.
Yeah, now,
sorry,
man.
I probably should have
I started this
the
out.
Funny story. I'm not
I started
a
this out
my,
with like a,
woe is
me. I went to the grocery store and blah, blah, blah. No, I feel really terrible because. I know that, like, it's just dumb to even talk about it, but, you know, for him, for his sake, but, it looked like things were on the up, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. That was my response too. That's too bad.
Anytime
somebody passes that's that young, it's hard, and that's
horrible. Wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad I checked Twitter and saw it myself when I did, because I was about to email him and nag him to see if he got the package I sent him yet. Really glad I didn't do that right now.
Yeah. No, I did a show before this, but I wasn't checking in. I did, you know, because
yeah, I only barely caught it.
I did not check in, and yeah. So.
On a downer note, I had a friend of mine pass away this past week, so it's been kind of a crazy week for that. Like, not a super close, I'm not going to say like a super close friend, but like somebody that I knew for a long time and had interaction with, and it was one of those things where you get mad at yourself for not keeping in touch. So I just want to, just thinking about him, and I will say that he's somebody I met in LARP, and I just think sometimes we take for granted those people that we meet in our hobbies and our communities and whatnot, and you know, just cherish those people that you enjoy spending time with and let them know that they're appreciated. I chatted with him in December, and if I had known it was going to be my last time chatting with him, I probably, what was it, December or beginning of January, I would not have given him as much shit about his opinion of the Star Wars movie that just came out. Like, maybe I would not have been so aggressive on that, you know. I don't know. It's just one of those things where we just never know kind of what's around the bend. But, you know, hug your friends, hug your family, be good to everybody. That's what I always say about that. On a positive note.
Here, here.
I did watch The Big Sick, finally, which I have had that on my list to fucking watch for like 6 bajillion months. Like, I don't even know. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was an excellent movie. And it wasn't forced. It wasn't over the top. But I think it made its points that it needed to make. And it was just a really refreshingly just good, chill movie. I liked it. So I definitely recommend it. Planet Coaster went on sale, so I bought it. Now it's going to be some other fucking time sink of me to make roller coasters now. Still playing Civ 6. I mean, it's bad. I have, like, fucking time sink after time sink. And then Monster Hunter World came out. So I had to buy a PS4 because the PC edition isn't. They were like, oh, we're going to release the play. We're going to release the console version. And then after that, we're going to release the PC version, which I think I talked about in December being all excited because it was, like, right on, like, oh, playing the beta. Like, oh, it's coming soon. Well, they announced that the PC version is coming in autumn of 2018. Yeah, that's a little far away. By then, the next WoW expansion, I was like, well, in my mind, I'm like, well, by then the next WoW expansion is going to come out and I'm not going to care anymore. Everybody's going to have already played and I'm going to be not going to have anybody to play with. So I fucking bought a used PS4 so that I could play this damn game. I literally bought a console so I could play a stupid game. But yeah, it's super good. It's cool. It's working. I'm going to go gun some monsters once we're done recording. Also finally working through Man in the High Castle. I watched the first episode like years ago. My boyfriend has been telling me over and over again to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I finally flipped it on and tearing through those episodes, really enjoying it. So that's good. And I got to get back in and play some Overwatch because there's new loot and I need to earn it because there's cool skins. And the skins are, you know, things that I need to own. As,
I've been hearing
like,
really
I feel
good
like
things about those skins. I'm afraid to go look.
They're so cool. The May one is from her origin story. It's so good. And they did ones that pay homage to other Blizzard games. Like Zarya has a Sonya skin, like with a female barbarian from Diablo. Doomfist is Blackhand. Is it Blackhand? I don't know. They've got a bunch. Roadhog is Butcher, has a Butcher skin, which is awesome. So anyway, just paying homage to other Blizzard games, and I'm such a Blizzard fangirl that basically I'm going to go and do it. I feel like this is appropriate after our last episode. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and do a bunch of shit and buy a bunch of crap so that I can have some cosmetic shit that has no impact on my gameplay because I'm a nerd. yay! So appropriate.
We've admitted our problems.
We're aware. Hi, my name is Jen, and I have
Hi, my name is Jackie. I am a nerd. it's been two hours since my last but I don't know.
Sorry. Since my last interaction with nerd culture, and we'll never stop.
Just to let you know, Jen, for Christmas, I actually bought my husband a Blizzard art book that I found at Barnes & Noble. So if you have a Barnes and Noble near you, you can go look for the Blizzard art book. It's about yay thick, and it's got just beautiful pictures.
I think I saw somebody posting pictures from that. I need that, and I think I need that in my collection. We all know I need it. Oh my god, I'm so obsessed. Blizzard and Marvel, those are my main things. Oh my gosh. All right, well, with that, I believe it is time for the Geek Grapevine. So this first one I threw in there, and it's not really much of an article. It's really just that we got our first look and the first photos coming off set for the Captain Marvel movie with Brie Larson, which I'm pretty excited about. Again, like I just said, Marvel, Blizzard stuff and things. So we got the first images, and I'm confused. Because the suit is black and green.
I had not looked at it yet. What?
So, apparently Captain Marvel is the Green Ranger version of Black Widow, ? I don't know! It's not...
Okay. Maybe it's her first suit. They do have the thing where there's... she doesn't have the iconic suit yet. Maybe.
Okay, the one that's not any of those colors?
Yes.
Because I'm like, that is... I would never... If they put that up and said, which hero is she playing? It would have taken me a long time to go through different X-Men before I got to Captain Marvel from...
It's only the star. Like, the star on the front of her suit is what made me, like, think of Captain Marvel, but...
Yeah. Anyway, I still love her, and I'm gonna have faith that it's gonna be alright. It's all gonna be fine. These are just the first pictures, and I will remain hopeful... And that's wonderful. And somebody else has I've got some other stuff. I put a bunch of crap in here. So somebody else jump on this Amazon treasure truck.
Amazon treasure truck. Apparently, I had not known that they had bought Whole Foods. So get down. God.
Yeah, my favorite joke about that is that Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, was like talking to his A word that I'm not going to say. And there's like a cartoon of him saying, blank A or A word. Buy something from Whole Foods. And it was like, yes, buying Whole Foods.
Yeah, that was a really good meme.
Yeah. It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. I'm just
entertained because I'm like, okay, so they're going with the Whole Foods thing. Sorry, my cat is climbing all over my stuff over here, and I'm about to lose
it. Your cat's like, oh, are you trying to do something, Mom? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Sorry. So, I'm just really interested to see, because I think, what was it that they were giving away? I have to open the article.
It was like an instant.
The instant pot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, to a certain number of people that are shopping at Whole Foods, they are going to give away an instant pot. And I'm like, okay? Why? I mean,
it's so random.
It is. I mean, it makes a measure of sense, because instant pot, food, whatever... But if they're going to continue doing it, I'm just wondering if they're going to keep giving away Instant Pots, or if it's going to change, or maybe they're going to go to other locations that, like, they've bought. Are they planning on buying more places?
Well, yeah, so they're giving things away for as part of it, right? But then also you can buy stuff discounted.
Yeah.
So this is it's super weird, this whole treasure truck thing, because, like, for some reason Amazon, like, will tell me about it. I'm like, why are you telling me about it? You don't have it in my area. Stop telling me about the cool shit you do everywhere else, because it just makes me sad, because I don't have it. But they were like, oh, deals on the treasure truck. And apparently they did something, they did like a test run of this in like by the warehouse in Reno. They did one in Reno, and then my brother said something about like St. Louis or something. But like the only reason I know about the Reno one is because my uncle was working for they have a really big warehouse out there in Fernley, which is outside of Reno. And so they did some test run thing on this shit, like at one point. And I'm like, I don't understand exactly what the point is. It's like, okay, so now you're going to have a truck that's kind of like, we're not going to have Amazon stores. Instead, we're going to have these big giant trucks where we sell certain items for super cheap randomly in parking lots.
It's like a cash truck. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Maybe... I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to expand.
I don't know.
Am I going to be able to get like a bulk set of like quinoa and like maybe some black beans? Like,
yes, from brought to you by a drone, apparently.
Brought to you by a drone.
Yeah, right. Can we get that service? By the way,
I will say I'm happy. I've actually, I hate to admit it, but I go to Whole Foods, you know, and I get my.
Hey, you know what?
Stuff.
There's nothing wrong with it. If the whole paycheck was cheaper, I would go.
Yeah.
The problem
no,
I have is the I'm prices. Hoping it gets cheaper.
The prices have already dropped, actually. And it was that's kind great. Of like just overnight, you know. And I mean, I go there for specific things like that I'm trying to, because I'm trying really, 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 really hard to be vegan. And it's really, really difficult. But you know, so there are things that I go there just to pick up because it's easy. But yeah, the prices have dropped. And it, I don't know, but also I've noticed that the quality of things have changed. Like if you go to their website, they talk to you about like artificial sweeteners, like particularly stevia.
Like, are you finding they're adding more stuff? Like there's not as holding to that same line?
Huh. Yes, yes. Because in the past they said we're not going to carry certain things. Like they don't carry Splenda, or is what they would say. We'll never carry Splenda. We're never going to carry these things that are not great artificial sweeteners. And then yet they do. They've got all like every, you know, and so it makes it even more confusing to me because I know that there's one type of like stevia that I can ingest because like I have a neuropathy, so I have to stay the hell away from maltodextrin and dextrose, and so like I'm looking and I'm reading the labels and like and exactly what they say on the website they're not doing, and I wonder if maybe that has something to do with the Amazon
acquisition
takeover.
Yeah, maybe it's possible, and that's one of those things, it's hard, you know, I have restrictions and like, oh my gosh, yeah. Reading labels, it's a pain in the ass, like, but like I can't have soy because it's a hormone disruptor, and for me that's a real problem. They put soy in fucking everything. Like things where it's like, well, and granted, like for people like, so, you know, that's great, like whatever, I have nothing against soy, it's just, oh god, it's crazy.
So what's gonna be on this magical truck? A bunch of soy and maltodextrin? Like,
we're going to find out. We will follow the treasure truck story as it continues. Oh, my gosh. So I did want to mention...
Maybe it'll be
a
road spill for Jen one day.
Yeah, maybe. Amazon truck road spill. Oh, my God. That's like my... That's like my holy grail of road spill stories. It's like
I saw like a Busch beer truck flip over on the one, the 137 in what? LA once, and like there was beer everywhere, just like and people ran out, parked their cars, and was like going out to pick up the different cases of it.
Yeah,
but I just drove right on by. I was like, no,
not for Busch beer.
Oh my gosh.
I just didn't want to get into a fight with people in the mad scurry, so.
Oh my gosh. Well, I do want to mention that, just real quick, that Tom Hanks is going to star as Mr. Rogers in the You Are My Friend movie. They just announced that, and I'm like, I couldn't think of anybody more perfect, so I'm interested to see how that movie unfolds, but I think that's the right choice, because who doesn't love friggin' Tom Hanks, man? Yeah, all right, so I have, yeah, and or Mr. Rogers. I mean, to be fair, totally. So I have some other stuff to say about WoW stuff that just came out, but I'll talk about that in what I'm looking forward to, because it'll come up there again. So today we have Jackie here, and one, we just want to bullshit with Jackie, because Jackie's awesome. But one of the things that has come up, and Jackie and I have actually had conversations about this just on a personal level, or with, you know, other members of the Diamond Club community, where we've just been bullshitting and talked about it. And I know we've addressed it on Geek Girls before, but it's been a while. But, you know, it's just interesting to talk about kind of just the different experience that we have as ladies on the internet, as opposed to where I guess it just doesn't matter. I don't know, a good ladies and dudes. I don't feel like it's ladies and dudes. I just feel like it's like ladies are a special thing on the internet. I don't know. People, we get different treated a little bit differently sometimes, and not necessarily like in a super bad way either. Like, I think that that's one of the things where I'm not just complaining, because I think there's a lot of communities where I have perfectly fine interactions on the internet. But I know Jackie, this is something we've talked about, because she's been through some fun things. So I know that this is a topic that's, you know, important to you, big to you, especially with kind of even some dangerous situations. What is the, I know that you even like, I know Jackie isn't even, Jackie Hearn isn't even your name. Jackie Hearn is the persona that you have created for the internet. Mm-hmm. So explain a little bit more about that. Like, how to, you know, what brought you to that point where you had to feel like you needed to do something like that?
Yeah, no. actually, I don't know if you guys recall, but there was a live streaming video service. It started in February of 10 years ago. Like, actually, it started like around this week, 10 years ago. It was called Yahoo Live. And it was a video service in Dig Nation, if you're a fan or you know, a lot of us
connect. Oh, God.
they promoted it, and they were like, oh, Yahoo Live. And it was a video thing where everybody could have their videos at the bottom, and then one person had their channel. I got really involved in that and then got involved with some people who were making YouTube videos at the time under a completely different name that I won't even bring up. But, so 4chan... 4chan decided they were going to make my life hell. And at that time I had I went to grad school, got a degree, you know, went into this specific job in a government agency. And all of a sudden they were calling 4chan were calling. Basically it was for state government, and it was the governor's office. The governor's office was receiving like death threats because I happened to be in a 4chan, and I don't know how they found me, but they did. Anyways, it got really horrible, really horrible. And it almost ruined my professional career. Like I was a consultant and I was supposed to travel, but like they told me, you're not going anywhere. Like if you want to work, you come in, you go to your desk, wow. We'll watch you because we're worried about the stuff. And it was so bizarre. And nobody at that time like understood that. You know, they were like, what is this thing about the internet? Like, what are you doing on the internet? You know, but now, of course, people understand
what even is the internet.
Right. Yeah. And so after that, I learned my lesson. And so, you know, of course, I created a name, Jackie Hearn, because it sounds like someone's real name. You know, it sounds like something where somebody would actually have a name. Like, I just picked a Jackie and then I picked Hearn. But there's a lot of things that women really need to be very careful about on the internet, and it's such a sad thing. I think things are getting better in my mind, but I mean, I think I put in the show notes that going back to like the BBS boards, like where people were just really just up to just meeting you. And it was the age, sex, what is it? The ASL.
ASL.
Like, yeah. And like people would just ask you what you are and what you know, and like, no, can we have a conversation, you know? And now I think it's getting better. And I don't know, maybe I'm cushioned.
That's like not my experience at all with BBS back before the internet. I mean, yeah. I got involved in BBSs in the 80s. Where you're sort of dialing each other with modems, and it was really, really, I mean, it was a lot more dudes into it because that's their parents bought them computers, but I was a sysop on every single board within 90 miles of Buffalo that I ended up online with because I had the skills and they joke about it. It was like the adopt a sysop program because. September doesn't have her own computer, but like I'd go to people's houses and help maintain their bulletin boards, and there wasn't any predatory, although there was, it was maybe more of the, like it used to be in the comic stores in the day too, walking in as a woman, like it's a girl,
or
right?
Sometimes
like, there are a lot of dudes with crushes on me.
Yeah.
I mean, but I met people that way. And it wasn't a predatory sexist thing, the way that I think the internet just opened this channel of anonymity. With BBSs, it was still someone's house. They were running a server.
Interesting.
Out of, right? The anonymity and the protection. Of
no, definitely. Like it was like a local call
so that you don't
know
where they're even calling from. Right.
Right. That's interesting.
It's interesting. Because I feel the same way. I feel like the anonymity was the thing that made it better for me back in the day. And I know I've told this story on here before, or at least somewhere. I know. I feel like I've told this story before somewhere on the internet, either here or on the Jen Says, where I talked about the fact that I used to play Counter-Strike, and that was what I was heavily into. And it wasn't until 1.6 when they put in, it was 1.5. Anyway, where you could actually voice chat. And you just, in the game, you didn't have to go into Roger Wilco. You didn't have to go into, calling out my age here. You didn't have to go out into event or whatever to talk to people or TeamSpeak. You could do it right there in the game. So you could just be in there and talking. And some servers had it set up where you could talk across even to the other team. And, you know, I remember the very first day that that was live. And I was just like, oh, I think I see somebody heading to B. And it was just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's a grill. Oh my God, why does she? Oh, it's either a 12-year-old boy. It's like, it was insane to see how much of a difference it made. And I got to the, I honestly, my instant reaction was, I'm never going to talk online. Great. There we go. That's what it is. Great. Because I went from being just another player with my name, and my handle at the time was Queso de Muerto, which in no way would somebody be like, that's a girl. So actually what I did is I had to embrace it, and then I embodied this whole stupid thing where I made my name Pretty Princess so you could be headshot by Pretty Princess. Like, that was my thing, because I had to, like, you know, I had to steer into it because that's Jen's approach to everything. But it was interesting to me how the anonymity was better for me, and then now it's so exposed. Somebody can check your profile. Somebody can see, are you a girl? Are you not a girl? They want to know right away. They can see right away. I definitely feel like there are some different reactions that we get. Sometimes I do feel like, though, in games, in my experience with competitive Overwatch lately, I'm in voice chat a lot, and I have only had, I'd say every other game, I get somebody who is like, oh, will you be my girlfriend, or like some stupid shit. It's like, if a dude joins, are you going to be like, hey, will you be my homeboy? Will you be my bro? Like, no, you're just saying it because I'm a chick. Also, you have no idea what I look like, where I live, who I am. Like, you have no idea, but you're just like, oh, you're a girl, so I'm going to hit on you. But I would say it's like every other, which is better than I think it used to be, where I would get it every single time I was in any kind of a voice chat. So I do think in some ways the gamer chick thing has been a little bit more embraced. So being on the internet isn't quite so weird.
I think so, but you guys actually would probably know much better than me. Like, I mean, what do you guys think about it? Like, is it getting better?
Well, I have a little bit of a different kind of experience. This comes from one of the girls that is on the Glitter Dice podcast with me. She writes a lot of RPGs, and she will post them up onto sites. Some of the RPGs that she just kind of gives, you know, sets out there for free, she'll just post them up on these places. And most of the times, as a woman designer on these sites, it's fine. But she did an experimental thing, and this one wasn't by her. This is by, I think, somebody else. But you can also say on these sites that I want to run this particular game, you know, for, you know, X, Y, and Z day, who is interested. And you can get people interested, like, who are near you, who are local. And she wanted to run a game called Mad for the Boy. I think that's what it was called. And basically, it's like a post-apoc game where everyone is women. It is all women, and it's a one-shot game that one boy comes in. Like, for some reason, all the men have been, like, died. Either it was some sort of, like, disease or something.
Huh.
And the game starts with one boy wandering into this town of women. So she was going to run two sessions. The first one was going to be just female players. And then the second session was going to be female and male players, but you had to play a woman character, except for whoever the one boy was that comes into town. And she got so much shit for that.
Wow.
It was amazing. I was like,
huh,
we're literally running a game the second day. It's the same game that the boys can play, but you have to play a female character. And just some people just couldn't wrap their heads around it, and they got so upset, and so upset that she just took it down. She was like, "I'm not
so
gonna run."
That's funny, because that's like bizarre. My boy, I don't know about the guys in your lives, but my boyfriend, like 9 times out of 10, he plays a fucking female. Like, we'll play something, and I was like, "No, play a dude," because I'm playing a chick, because I'm playing me.
I think it's that,
but he's playing a dude.
Logic in people's head, like, why don't we have White History Month? It's that kind of. Because it's every other fucking day. How about you look at somebody else's point of view? Will it kill you?
Right.
I will say I feel like it's getting better from the point of view of talking to my kids about it, because I have, all my kids are gamers, and I spent a lot of time in the tabletop club at my son's college. And
yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Minority in a lot of ways. And, you know, but it's standard male, females, and group shit. But Victor recently, my 16-year-old, and I shouldn't have said his name and age, but whatever. He told me a story recently. He came out of his room to talk to me about it. It was cool he wanted to talk to me about it at all. But he had been chatting with a friend of his that he's been gaming with for a while in League and Counter-Strike, I think, and some other TF2 or something. And this girl had been, like, disguising her voice with a combination of, like, a filter and talking real low. And pretending she was a dude for a while just to, because she was so afraid of being harassed or assumed she wasn't going to be good enough in twitchy games. And she kind of like, they were on at the same time and other people weren't. And she like came out to him basically as, I'm a girl.
That's so funny. And it was like a coming out process. That's so, but right? I get it.
But his reaction was like, so? Why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Like, you've been playing with us. You're on our team. You've been kicking ass for, like, ever. Who the hell would give you any shit for, like, why are you doing that? And then, you know, so she was only comfortable with him for a little bit, but now I guess, you know, it slipped. She'd start slipping. She got comfortable enough, she quit disguising her voice. And people are like, And Peter's like, she's a girl, so.
So she had to do that. And then they all just moved on.
People didn't quit the team. She didn't start getting harassed. You know, she kept her place. But she, I mean, did she have to earn her place? I don't know. But I know my son's genuine reaction was, why the hell are you doing that? And I had to explain, like, why she probably felt she has to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I do, one of the bits that Ashley, Fake Gamer Girl, does on Ashley Paramore on her stream, it sometimes is Broverwatch, where she uses a voice changer to have a boy name and she plays competitive Overwatch. And then if the, after the match is done, she'll be like, the whole time she's talking with her boy voice. And then when the match is done, she'll be like, all right, guys, good game. That was fun. Or like, oh, and then, you know, it's so funny. The absolute 180 that happens. Cause it's so like, and it's not like it's all bad. It's just really funny how like that's the things that people feel they need to say. And one of the number one things, and it's what I get too, is, hey, can I be your boyfriend? Hey.
Well,
and it's so, it was
the
just
younger
like, just,
people though,
awful.
I've asked my boys about this and they really, they think that's funny. They're doing that at this point as much as we remember years ago, like they would immediately start like trying to mac on you. It's actually become meme worthy that as soon as they find out you're a girl, they're like, you be my girlfriend. Like they're kidding.
Now.
It's
a
joke.
They
think it's not as harmful as it was in the past. That's what the kids are saying these days. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you gotta, I mean, even if it's a joke, they have to be really funny with that because you don't know the person you're talking
to,
what experiences, you don't know what experiences they had. Maybe they had a game where someone was really nasty to them and they're not going to want to talk to you after that.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back down to the same thing as like people who like, honestly, somebody telling me that I have a nice ass doesn't really bother me that much. But I know other women that is very uncomfortable for them. And you know, it's interesting to me that I think maybe in the same way, it might be similar where maybe I'm just not as sensitive to it, where I'm just like, all right, whatever. Or I'll usually like respond back with something funny, like, oh, I would, but I'm taken, or, you know, I don't know, like just different things that I'll joke back, but it doesn't bother me. But I think that there are women that it's like, why do I even have to do this? Why can't I just be another player in this game right now that I have to have this interaction at all? And I kind of look at it the equivalent of catcalling. I don't know. Would you girls agree that that's kind of the same thing for some people? Maybe
it can be, but it does depend on the not inflection. That's not the right word. The intent. It depends on the intent behind it. It's just,
which is hard to tell if it's somebody you don't know. You know,
it's hard to tell.
We've already been throwing shit at each other. Like shit talking in game, I could see where they'd make an assumption that you could take some shit about, you know, your tits, right? It's just it would come out that way. And it's so context can really matter. I'm a big fan, you know, I'm a big Amanda Palmer fan, and I immediately brought to mind to talk about catcalling that line in Ampersand, you know, like, when did this ever work? Like, hey, baby, let's get it on because you catcalled at me. Like, why did dudes do this shit? You know, and I'm the person who walking down the street in a bad neighborhood I used to live in, and I get catcalled. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to shrink. I would walk up on the porch like, hey, man, you got another 40? And I would just sit down and make friends. And then nobody would fuck with me on the whole block because they would have my back. But, like, some people would run and be terrified and be traumatized because of whatever other experience they may have had being attacked. So it's, like, never appropriate to do without some kind of relationship or context. I mean, yes, it's okay for my husband to slap my ass. It is not okay for some dude in the bar to just grab me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think you bring up a really good point about, like, sometimes it does matter about, like, where you've been, what you've been through, which is why you can't really assume. But I also have internet friends, like, I mean, people who have hung out on game night know that, like, there's lots of jokes. Like, I have a very nice voice. I have a voice where when I get very soft and I can talk a certain way, I'm not going to do it right now, but I can talk a certain way that is very obviously intended to sound like I'm saying something maybe more erotic, and it's a joke. And it's a joke with people that I'm comfortable making that joke with because I'm on that level with them. But if I had gone into a channel and somebody had heard that I did that on a stream and was like, oh, do your sexy whatever voice, I might take offense because I'm like, okay, whoa. Creeper. Like, I don't know you. Like, you're not my homie. Like, it is definitely different. And I also think that one of the things, and I know we don't have, like, a ton of time. I wish I could just spend, like, 3 hours on, like, this topic. This is really interesting to me. It's really interesting, but one of the things that I definitely would recommend listening to, just on a side note, because this conversation has reminded me a lot of what some of the women on this said, but the Phileas Club with Wendy Dunford and Patrick Beja, they did an episode with some really awesome guests, specifically talking about the experience of a woman. I'll make sure to include a link, but it was incredible, and it was really interesting to hear Patrick as a guy where he couldn't even believe, like, some of the things in that other side. But one of the ways that the women described it was, it's like a paper cut. It's like, okay, you just the one time. And it's like, okay, fine, all by itself, it's not annoying that I jump in here and I get this shit. But then when it's like every time I get into a match, it's like the paper cuts add up. And eventually you get there. And the way she explained it on that episode, I can't even, I wish I could remember the name of that guest, because it was really interesting to me because, again, I don't know if I'm just so too thick-skinned because sometimes I just don't get bothered by the same thing. And I don't notice it because I've worked in sales where I'm around a bunch of dudes all the time. So I have kind of a different reaction sometimes, but it was interesting the way she worded it and, like, thinking about it in that way.
Are we desensitized? Do we have to be? Yeah. We shouldn't have to be. Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that episode because I've heard other dudes talk about it, like in the Tadpool. I think even Scott Johnson and they had listened to it and were like, there's shit I didn't realize I was doing. Like, guys we know that are good guys, that they realized they were doing it. And that's why
there's
it's important
to
talk about
Patrick
it with men.
Really talks about. So he talks about it and he said, I didn't even realize. And it was interesting to hear him kind of like come realizing in an active conversation that there were things that he was doing. And to be honest, there were things where I was like, okay, I actually see what other women are saying in some ways now. And I also think sometimes this gets like looped up with like, you know, oh, don't be so sensitive, just whatever. Everybody fucking razzes everybody on the internet. But I do think that Jackie's absolutely right. You have to be careful these days, especially because there's so much information out there that you can find people, that it's not just about bullshitting in matches, but like I could be two clicks away from knowing where you live and send you shit or, you know,
squat
do shit that affects
your
life. Yeah, or swat you or whatever. So it's, I don't know, it's an interesting conversation. I would love to hear what our, you know, our listeners think about this too. You can chime in geekgirls@gmail.com, or you can even call us at 508-474-5577. I know us ladies. We have Jackie. We gotta have you on again.
You know, honestly, like one of the things I when I brought this up is like I really wanted to ask you guys as podcasters because I feel like you guys are on to something with this show because here you are, three women, and you got a podcast and you do it on a regular schedule and it gets done and there's no issues. And it just seems to me that not only is it hard to game, but it's also hard to podcast and then be taken seriously or have someone listen to your content and even support it or give a damn. Like it's just, I don't know. I can't help but think in a way that it has something to do with being a female, but I don't know. And again, that's something for a whole nother story or a whole nother episode. But yeah.
It's funny that you bring it up because like flipping Ember and I, one of the biggest reasons that we wanted to do a podcast the way we did with having female hosts is because we are both podcast nuts. We listen to tons and tons of podcasts, and it seems like every podcast is either all male hosts and occasional female guests, or it's two dudes and a token chick. Like, the format.
We started Ladies of Leet was off for a while.
Yeah, they were off for a while. They were on hiatus, which so they are actually recording again.
Helped us feel like we needed to fill a gap.
Good. Exactly, because that's how I felt too, for sure. And then now I know Linda also does, which is funny because I'm going to ask about what's coming up, and I know she'll talk about it. But yeah. Linda does Glitter Dice, where she talks they talk specifically about being a woman in gaming in general, not internet gaming, but all kinds of gaming.
It was really funny too because we only do monthlies with Glitter Dice, but we kind of started at the same time that Geek Girls got started, but we missed each other. Like,
yeah,
like we were looking for other
your husband on our show.
Yeah, yeah, my husband went on their show, and then he was like, "You should talk to these girls," and I was like, "Okay."
And they're like, "Oh my god, there's another podcast about grills. Let's follow this one." And then it was like, and then we needed another host, so it's like awesome.
Ta-da.
It worked out perfectly, and it was so funny because like I found your husband's show because he had randomly pimped it in the Diamond Club Discord, well, in the Night Attack Discord at the time, and I was like, oh, we should have this guy on. It's so funny how what that brings us to, but I love the fact that, you know, podcasting is one of those, that's the cool thing about the internet, you know, that we all have, everybody can have a soapbox. If they want one. And that's one of the best things about the internet. And I'm of that mind where I feel like sometimes I just don't care what gender somebody is. It's just like, are you fun to hang out with?
Yes.
Well, I think streaming is helping. Streaming and podcasting intersecting the way it is, I think it's starting to equalize and normalize people getting, like when you've got a face with it, it's not as easy to just make fun of someone. I think it's harder to look someone in the eye, right? It always has been with that internet anonymity. And I think that's opened the door for these, you know, places like Diamond Club Frog Pants, where dudes who are respectful to women are hanging out together and gaming with us. And I think that's helping. That's helping the whole culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And it's funny how we were worried. One of our first episodes, we talked about booby streamers on the stream. And it's funny how that was one of our first episodes. And thinking about it now, a year and a half later, I'm impressed by the fact. I mean, are there some where it's like, that's probably why they get maybe some more tips or whatever? Sure. But I feel like, to be honest, I'm impressed by how many don't have to do that to get to get where they're going and do what they're doing. And so I've been really delightfully impressed by the internet community and where streaming has gone in that way. So I'm glad you brought up that point, Ember, for sure. Oh, goodness. Yeah, again, email us, tell us stuff. I want to hear what people think about this one for sure. So
Geek Girls, the ageist problem. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to get there.
Somebody popped on the stream last week and said hi and then went, grandma, and left.
I saw that.
What?
I saw that and I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Rude much.
Are you kidding me?
God, damn.
I know. I totally, I had her. Yeah, exactly. I'm friends with her. We're in a sewing circle together. Right. No. I just need to like, it's like, people calm down. Just everybody. Calm the F down. Oh, all right, girls. All right, what's on deck? What are you anticipating, Linda? What's coming up for you?
So Glitter Dice, every once in a while, we have started doing Glitter Dice plays, where we record us doing an RPG together. The first one was Fiasco, which was a hilarious little game. There was a penguin involved. And then this one that's coming up, we're doing Monster Hearts, which, as I described last time, it's basically Monster High, but you have sexy traits. It's random and weird, yeah, but it looks like a lot of fun.
There's some weird games out there, I just want to say. It just, like, after searching the Steam catalog during sales, and you're like, oh, $1.99, what's this game? What the fuck is this?
Yeah. But basically, you get to play as one, they're called skins, oddly enough, but you get to play as one of a set of monsters. So, like, there's witch, there's werewolf, you've got something called a hollow. I can't remember exactly what it is. You've got fae, you have normal human. You can be a human, but I wouldn't recommend it. and like vampire, all sorts of different things. You too can be a human. I don't know if you want to do that for this particular game, but they each get kind of their own thing that they can do, and it's all about like, it's all about creating ties so that you can manipulate people into doing what you want them to do. And you know, it can be a sexy game or it can be a really silly game. I don't know where it's going. I'm not GMing. That's Joey's jam. So we'll see how that goes.
That'll be fun. I can't wait to check that out. That's going to be a good time. Jackie, what are you looking forward to?
Well, when you sent me the link to the show doc and I was going to put in what I'm anticipating the most, I was anticipating being on the show with you girls. but yes, absolutely.
Well, a little diamond love for everybody.
But yeah, no, I mean, you know, honestly, like one of the great things about this whole community that we're all kind of the big incestuous like part of is the cons. And so I'm actually kind of looking forward to, I don't know that I'll make South by So West, because that's kind of a place where you don't have to buy a ticket. You just, as long as you have someone's, yeah, floor to crash on, you're good. But I kind of am looking forward to Dragon Con, because I'm actually thinking about trying, because I create little puppet costumes, and I thought, mm-hmm, maybe I could make my own, maybe I could cosplay, because yeah, that's always been a
I'm
dream.
I'm surprised that you're on right now and that there's no puppet for us to see.
Well, they're way back there.
Oh, there they are. Yeah, oh, they're puppets. Okay, puppets. Good. Her puppets are fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you been to Dragon Con in the past?
Yes.
That's my jam. I love Dragon Con. I go every year. Yeah.
Awesome.
I live right here in Georgia, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, I travel through quite a lot, so it's very easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I guess the last time was 2013, and oh my God. I was only gonna stay for a couple of hours and mm-hmm, I couldn't leave. Like, I was supposed to leave and I got my car to get to go to the airport and I'm like, yeah, I can't move. I gotta go back and hang out with these wonderful people. Well, you know, it was really honestly one of the best times of my entire life, and I was only there for 36
so
hours.
Close to my birthday. I know.
I don't remember.
Be a hobo.
I don't know when it got started, but they have a giant puppetry track now.
Yes.
And I was just like, I have a little one that I actually bought. It's up there. It's out of reach, but it's a little like, they did a big puppetry slam show at like midnight, and they had these little puppets for sale. It's just this little worm that has two little hooks on it that I can do this with, and I
totally
bought it.
Yeah. Last time it was all about just, where's Diamond Club? Let me just go hang out with these people and then have them show me around. And I got lost like 15 million times. I got stuck in the elevator, waiting for the elevator, getting off
to go down. You want to go down.
and honestly, like, to me, it was like, next time I'm doing it right. I'm doing the puppetry track. I'm going to go to other things. It's going to be outside of the whole, you know, so yeah.
Well, me and Matt are actually, we're friends with the guy that started the puppetry track, actually.
What?
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Girl, we're going to talk.
Yeah, you guys are going to connect. You should connect, because it'll be good for Jackie to go to Dragon Con. I think it's going to be awesome. We've been taking, it's so funny, everybody is, the Diamond Club community is excited that Jackie is going to Dragon Con. Some people that are showing up. Yes, we've been talking about it. We're excited because you're back on the internet again, so you're here.
Well, nobody cares.
Amber, what are you looking forward to?
Well, Part-Time Gamers, the other podcast I'm on, we had a lot of tech botches and couldn't post some episodes. But we've got that worked out in a little different way. And so I'm really excited because I get to play Worms WMD again. It was so much fun and I loved it. And like, you definitely want to be playing with friends. And I don't get much time to game and getting online at the same time. And like, so I will have Zach and Sean online scheduled and get to play the game again with people I know. So I'm really excited about doing that. And then we'll, you know, the following week record an episode reviewing it again. It's a redo, but I'm really excited because I get to play again. And I might, you know, not suck as bad. And I'll borrow my son's controller because playing with a keyboard was a problem.
Yeah.
I have ordered, and my local comic book shop is having a little discussion with their distributor because I don't know. Whenever I order these particular type of things, they take forever to come. The Chronicles, the World of Warcraft Chronicles 3 book is out, and that's going to be Rob's Valentine's present.
I want to talk about WoW with you guys after this is over.
Okay.
All right, we gotta chat.
So forward to like picking that up and sneaking in the house and hiding it.
Aww, that's awesome. Well, I am super excited about getting into Overwatch and spending too much time trying to earn some skins. Of course, I'm playing some Monster Hunter now that I actually have a working controller. Oh, fun story. When I bought the used PlayStation, I got it home. It was fine. Also, okay. Worst and most obfuscated power button in the history of fucking consoles.
It is a little bit,
yes. I literally spent fucking 10 minutes trying to figure out where the goddamn power button was on this stupid thing. It's like, where's the power button? I'm like, where is the power button?
Xbox One is weird too, because it just like it looks like that's just the logo on the machine.
But at least it's a logo. Like a button. I can put
the PS4. The PS4 is completely smooth. You can't see it.
Fine.
I have a PS4. I know how this works.
I had to Google it to figure out how to turn my fucking console on.
Yes.
I was like, this is insane. Anyway, but I got it, and it wasn't, you know, the game took 8 million years to fucking download, and then when it finally did, I had the controller plugged in. Turns out my controller couldn't hold the charge, so I had to go and replace it today. So I will actually get to play some Monster Hunter for real. So I'm excited about that. Also, today Blizzard announced that you can, and it made it accessible for you to pre-purchase the Battle for Azeroth expansion, and they announced that it is coming in summer. Fucking awesome. You don't have to wait till fall. I'm stoked.
Oh,
and
okay.
When you pre-purchase and you pre-order the expansion, you get a 110 boost, and you get access to be able to grind the reputation necessary to get the allied races. And I'm a big uber nerd. I can go into more detail about what those things are, but I won't. I'm super excited about it. I have not been this excited about an expansion since probably Burning Crusade, to be perfectly honest. I am super fucking hyped, and the video at Blizzard at BlizzCon was insane. I literally was epically squealing in my chair with other nerds when that video came on. That cinematic is insane. I even like Mandoin a little bit now. I mean, I wouldn't say I love him, but I like him a little bit. So we'll give him some. Anyway, so that's really exciting, and I'm glad that they announced it, and all that stuff is good stuff. So just to remind everybody, Geek Grills, we are wholly and solely supported by you, our lovely patrons. We love and appreciate all of you, and we have a new patron. Her name, you might know her. Her name is Jackie Hearn.
What?
So we'd like to thank her for her support of the Geek Grills.
You can Stop!
As well by going to patreon.com/grills. So we have to give her the heart and the love.
Aww.
Jackie, for being our newest patron.
Sorry. And...
No, don't be sorry. We're excited. All right, Linda, tell people what they can do for free to help us.
You can go and leave us a review on iTunes. Mm. It's like Jen's edit's free, and it helps our ranking, actually. It helps other people find us. And that would be really great because we want to be seen and, you know, doing what we love doing. You can also join our Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter, and you can help us spread the word via Twitter.
And this came up pre-show. If you listen to us through a different podcatcher, email us, tweet at us, let us know so we know to go look for reviews there to read as well.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love it. Where can we find you on the interwebs? Jackie, where can people find you?
Oh, right here with you gals. Hanging out right now.
Yay!
No, I'm at JackieHearn81 on Twitter. I got a YouTube. It's, you know, / Jackie Hearn, and then, of course, the Twitch. Actually, I just discovered that I could do a live stream creative and not worry about entertaining people if I show like a public domain, I think it was two nights ago, I ran Casablanca while I was just making like multiple versions of my clay cat, and it worked out well. So if
so you can find like a royalty free public domain,
yeah,
like
just
video,
something that's to cool. run so people can watch that, and I don't have to, because I think that's been my biggest problem with Twitch doing creative, is that I feel like I have to entertain every person that comes in the room, and you know, like that kind of holds you back when you're trying to actually focus on crafting something, you know,
on the complexity of claymation, mm-hmm. which is one yeah. of the most tedious and complex art forms that exists.
Yeah, let me move it 2 millimeters.
Yep. Yeah, and then, you know, who cares, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, but yeah, that's been very helpful. And so honestly, just at JackieHearn81 on Twitter, and I'm a blabbermouth on there, and you'll find out all the places and all the
Twitter
things.
Is definitely the place to get Jackie. That I know. Jackie is all about the Twitter. Awesome.
I don't want to, but I know.
No, but you're so good at it, though.
It's short awesome. And quick and easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Linda, where can the folks find you?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast. And you can find me here on Twitch under the name True Noob. That is where I do my Pokemon plushy making streams. I may eventually stream games, but right now, until MomoCon, probably just gonna be making plushies. I'm gonna be making Venusaur next.
I feel like it's like a one woman Pokemon sweatshop, like that you run that you're streaming on Twitch. Like
pretty much.
Oh, but it looks so good. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh gosh, Ember, where can the folks find you?
I can be found at 9 of 12. It's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast.
Awesome.
And I am The Jen Says on Twitter. And I'm streaming at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And I do have my site where I aggregate all the things at roadspoproductions.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. And good game.
Good game.
Bye.
GG. Bye.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbell by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.